It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, good Thursday morning, everybody. It is Bill Crawford along with the head coach of the Lakers, Damon Whitten. Laker Hockey Talk for you. And Damon, big trip this weekend. We'll get into Bemidji in a minute, but another weekend that it seems like one got away on Saturday night, Bowling Green series, and BG's a very good team. Lakers more than gave them all they wanted. You beat them 4-2 on Friday night, a tough 5-2 loss on Saturday night, but in that game we kind of gave away a goal in the third period. It was a 2-2 tie and an empty net goal, so the distance between the two looks a little bigger than it really was. It was a good game until the third period, and we end up with a 500 weekend again.
Well, yeah, new coming in, it'd be a tall task. You know, they'd been on quite a roll lately. I think they hadn't lost a game in 8 or 9, and one of the hottest teams in the country in the month and in November into December. So, and they were picked to win the league. So, again, we knew it would be a tall task playing a good team, a team picked to win the WCHA preseason. And, really liked our game Friday night. I thought we played well. Obviously, a huge third period to score those four goals and then to get a good win there. And then Luke Morgan got us going with a big goal that kind of got the rink involved and some life and energy in this building that sparked us to the win. So it was good to treat the fans that way and get that win. And actually, I thought maybe we played better Saturday. We only gave up 8 grade A scoring chances against, liked a lot of parts of our game and thought we played, very well in many areas. But as you mentioned, you have that mishap. You have that goalie defense exchange turnover that leads right to a goal on our power play. So it's a shorthanded, really unearned goal and a huge emotional letdown and sag at that point for a game that, I thought we controlled most of that game and, we liked where we were going. We felt we had the energy and the chances on our side on the power play at that chance to score there, and our power play needs to do a better job. So it's disappointing and, at home ice, we want to do a better job. And then you've kind of talked about our Saturdays. We've got to find a way to put those consistent efforts across. And I think as we talked with our team this week, we've had a tremendous stretch of games against quality opponents. I think the last 4 or 5 weeks we've played, every goaltender we've played has been in the top 15 in the country in terms of numbers and in some of the best teams defensively in the league. That doesn't change this weekend. Michael Bitzer is number 2 in the country, right behind number 1, Angus Redmond from Michigan Tech. And Bemidji is also the top defensive team in the country. So another huge task on the road. And, I know we're excited to get out there and see where we're at. This is obviously a big weekend for us to going into break to get some hard-earned points on the road, and I think we'll be up for the task. And, we got to have our goaltending match Bitzer for sure and give us a chance to be successful.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing. We challenge Gordy Dayfield and Nick Kossoff to a match Bitzer, who will probably play both games against the Lakers. He's got like a 1.67 or 1.61 goals against average. Their team allows fewer goals than any team in the country. And they don't score that much. That's the good thing. If you can score some goals on Bitzer, you should be in pretty good shape. I think that's probably how you want to look at it going in this weekend.
Well, certainly. I'd like to get the first goal for the first time in a while. We haven't been able to get that first goal. I think we've had good starts. There hasn't been games. And, that's one of the things we rate our team in on Mondays is being prepared to play, both for the start of a game, start of a period, every single face-off. And we've done a good job. We've come out well and applied pressure to the opposing teams, but we've got to break through and find a way to be stronger around the opposing team's net front to cash in on some of those opportunities and spend a couple games in a row where we've had really, really good starts. We've been all over them and controlled most of the first period. We give up a late goal, give up some energy and some momentum there. So, yeah, you have to test him. You have to get traffic in front of Bitzer. He's been just tremendous this year. We were able to go in there and have success last year, so we'll rely on part of that. We've got some familiarity with that rink and that trip. It's maybe a good time to get away a little bit just for our players. It's obviously the busiest time of the year academically as we prep for finals, but I think a little trip out of town to kind of forget about that for a couple days will be what our guys need to kind of get rejuvenated and come back, take care of finals. But we've got to find those WCHA points in the road. It's not going to be an easy task this weekend.
Well, there's a couple different things I want to get into here this morning on Laker Hockey Talk. You're listening to Laker Hockey Talk, by the way, on ESPN 1400. Bill Crawford along with Damon Whitten, the head coach of the Lakers. And Damon, the power play has really struggled in recent weeks. I think there was the one Saturday night at Ferris State where you scored 3 goals and 6 chances. Other than that, we have not been able to dent the twine there. And, you know, it's kind of perplexing, and I know it is for you as a coaching staff, too, because there are some high-skilled players on this team. There are some guys who can shoot the puck. There are certainly people who can skate and move the puck. You'd think we'd be able to score. I don't think the power play, how it's set up, is the problem. It's the execution end of it, I would suppose. And what can you do at this point to try to improve that part of the game?
Yeah, well, it's both. I mean, obviously, it's we've got to make sure as coaches we're putting the right players in places to be successful and making the adjustments we needed to make. I think we'd be really concerned if we weren't generating good looks. But I thought, Diego Netfront did a really good job this weekend. He got a couple tips on pucks and he got some rebound opportunities. I think it was Nellis or Gelsinger off of a rebound had a really good chance short side to put one in. I thought Bednar in particular on Saturday is so good low. And most goalies are now. You know, most goalies are going to take away the ice and not allow you to beat them low. So, you know, working in tight, we've got to do a better job of elevating pucks. But it is one of those parts of the game where it comes and goes. You know, we came out of the gates just, unbelievable. I think 30% the first few weeks and leading the country for a big stretch of time, too. Now we're going through a lull on it. So it's not uncommon to see that. It's one of those parts of the games where it can ebb and flow, but we've got to get back to a higher point if we're going to be successful, back to a high point. So we've made some personnel adjustments once again. The groups we've changed and tweaked up a little bit. And obviously, you'll get a look at those Friday night. The structure of it has also changed a little bit. And, you know, I think when this happens, again, as coaches, you stress simplifying. I think as players, you want to get cuter. You know, you think you need to make that extra pass or, you know, really, really make that high skill play to make it happen. I think as coaches, we try to stress it's not about that. It's about simplifying it, getting quality pucks to the net, having a screen on the goaltender, and then outnumbering at the net. So I think as your players sense the frustration, they try to get cuter and overcomplicate it. As coaches, we're stressing simplify, simplify, simplify. So hopefully that message is sinking in, and then we can get the right people in place to cash in and have that power play swing the game. And, I think in our, you know, whether wins or losses, we had some room for separation on Friday night if we cash in. I think we only had 2 Friday night. But if we cash in on one of those 2, then, you know, now we have a 2-goal cushion for a longer stretch, and that game has a little bit of a different complexion. So, we're working hard on it. We spend time all week long, and we'll continue to do that, you know, through the second half. But hopefully we can get back to that start where we were so good.
Okay, now, one of the other things you got a problem with this weekend, too, anytime you're playing on the road, you got a problem with this. You can't take extra personnel. You got a couple guys you can take, so you've got a travel party of 22. That's a tough situation right now, too, because you may have a couple guys, maybe 3 or 4 you'd like to try to work in, and you can only take 2 guys with you that are extra.
Yeah, you know, and that's the decisions we face week to week, you know, and like I said, at home you have a disposal to play all your players so you can get some fresh guys in or use some bodies. But going out here, that we know they're a good skating team. You know, they play with a lot of pace to their game. They like the wrap pucks and chip pucks and set up foot races. So, you know, our decisions this week have been based on our skating ability and our pace. So, when we go into the game tomorrow night here, we're going to look at having our best skating players available so that we can match the pace they play with.
Well, it'll be a good series. You got 2 very good teams. I don't think Bemidji scores as much as Lake Superior State does, but they certainly do play a strong defensive game. One of the aspects that gives you a little bit of a respite too over what it normally is you can go into Bowling or into a Bemidji. I keep calling them Bowling Green for some reason, but you go into Bemidji this week and you do get a little bit different situation with your practice time on Thursday. I think that's going to help. I think you're going to get into a situation where your guys are going to eat dinner at a normal time and get more rest than they would otherwise. And coming off a long road trip like that, that'll be a good thing on Thursday and on Friday.
Yeah, and before I forget, Bill, I just want to mention, anybody interested in watching the games back home, our Laker Legion, which is our new student section this year with Mark Boucher, our librarian, the advisor, there will be viewing parties on campus for both games. And I should know a little bit better. I think tomorrow night might be in the Sisler Center and then Saturday in the library, but you'd want to double check if you go to the Laker Laker Legion Facebook page. You can find some of that information or on social media. Certainly reach out to you know, one of our staff members or Mark Boucher. But chance to watch games on campus. We have a pretty good turnout at those and a really good time cheering us on. We appreciate their support. But yeah, you know, travel is a little bit unique. I think as I mentioned moments ago, I just this time of year is very difficult on student athletes. You know, there's so much going on. It's a long first half of the season, and you know, fatigue sets in at some point. And you know, we deal with them in a hockey mindset every day, but we try to remember that these kids are going through a lot in terms of studying papers, and this is one of those weeks where papers are due before finals. There's quizzes or exams before the final exam, so it's a very difficult week in terms of rest and proper sleep habits and things like that. So that is, I think, you know, one benefit of a road trip this time of year is that, you know, you can control that a little bit more. If we were home, you know, there'd be no chance to really control that because kids would be cramming and doing those things. But being on the road, you know, you're able to kind of put that away a little bit. They can use that long bus trip to catch up on some studying and kind of a controlled habitat. And then, you know, coming home, they'll get the chance Sunday to really kind of crank it back up. So it's a little bit tough for them that they don't get maybe more of a more normal study period for finals. But I think from a hockey side of things, it does help us prepare for the weekend.
Yeah, it is a long road trip. It's about 12, 13 hours over to Bemidji up in the middle of the state of Minnesota and into a small town, a town similar to Sault Ste. Marie, really, and a very nice school over there. Really good facilities. I think their rink's one of the better ones we go into. Good place to broadcast, good place to play hockey.
Yeah, well, for those of you who don't know, I think, what is it, 2-3 years old or 4-5 maybe now? It's only a few years old, and they kind of partnered with the city. It's off campus, but yeah, it's a beautiful venue, brand new with all the amenities and, you know, great facilities down below for visiting teams and the home team. So it's really a great job they did there in Bemidji, and obviously, like Sault Ste. Marie, as you mentioned, in terms it's a hockey community, you know, northern Minnesota, it's part of the fiber of them up there. And so they're very well supported, and Tom's done a tremendous job with that team for years and years. You know, from our days, we battled as, you know, NAIA days and then into the WCHA. I guess first then it was College Hockey America, and so they've done a really good job. And they've really had tremendous continuity with that staff up until the last year or two. Over the last 2-3 years, they lost a couple of guys. Teddy Belisle's now with the LA Kings doing some scouting. Burt Gilling was another longtime assistant. He took a prep school job. So over the last 2-3 years, they've had new assistant coaches come in, and I think sometimes you see that. Teddy and Bert did a tremendous job for a long, long time there, but I think when you bring new guys in, there's a little bit of change of philosophies. They push Tom to do some things, and I think that's part of their success now, just a little bit of a freshening up of that staff.
Yeah, Tom Ceratori's in about his 16th year there at Bemidji State, and one thing they've done a great job at, they're in a hotbed of hockey, that's true, Minnesota, especially high school hockey, but they're in a tremendous competitive situation there with Mankato and the U and Minnesota Duluth and St. Cloud. I mean, it's tough to get players, and they've done a good job. They get good players at Bemidji State. They've managed to find some really good recruiting connections, and they get some good players.
Yeah, like us, you know, being in a state like Michigan and them having Minnesota, that's obviously something you want to tap into and do a good job with. You know, I know they're heavy in Manitoba, which is a short trip for them as well, so they do a good job going up to Manitoba and grabbing a couple guys. And, yeah, so, you know, they're everywhere. They pull some Ontario kids, and I remember a couple battles a long, long time ago with them when I was at Wayne State, but somehow they got Matt Reed over us, you know, an Ontario kid not coming to Detroit, going to Minnesota instead, and that was a big loss. Matt Reed's now a longtime Philadelphia Flyer, so you know, they've done a good job, and Tom's been around so long, he's got contacts all over that he does a good job with to build those recruiting pipelines.
Well, it'll be interesting this weekend as the Lakers head north into Minnesota to play two games against Bemidji. We're going to take a break on Laker Hockey Talk. We'll be right back after this on ESPN 1400.
At H&R Block, we want you to focus on your business while we handle your books. From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax preparation and advice, we're ready to put our expertise to work on your small business. For the year-round services you need and the one-on-one attention you deserve, partner with H&R Block Business Services. Stop by our office at 3303 I-75 Business Spur in Sioux, Michigan, or give us a call at 906-635-5970 to learn more. At participating offices, services do not include audit, attest, or other services for which a license is required. And now back to Coach Witten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back to Laker Hockey Talk. Bill Crawford along with the head coach of the Lakers, Damon Whitten. Tough assignment this weekend, heading up to play at Bemidji. And coming off a split, this team is 8-8 right now overall. Damon, 500 on the record. We want to be better than that. Seventh place right now in the WCHA. But, you know, the points, you can make up a lot in a hurry with 3 points for a victory. And a couple of victories this weekend, we'd be sitting pretty.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, I mean, if we can go in there and have some success against a team with one loss in our league, you know, that'd be a big weekend. You know, certainly some missed opportunities over the last few weeks, and that'll, you know, that'll haunt us at some point, and that's, you know, tough as a coach and frustrating. But, you know, we do like this hockey team. You know, we had that tremendous start, and I think as you look at that, part of that was probably schedule a little bit. You know, we had some teams that were a little bit lower in the standings. You know, Michigan State, we had a great weekend. They just went out and beat and tied North Dakota a week or two ago, so you know they're playing better hockey, and you know, and then we looked at the stretch of 5-6 weeks where we had Mankato, then we went on the road for 3 straight weeks, Michigan Tech, Ferris, Michigan, knowing that it would be very difficult, and you know, that's proven to be so, and you know, I think we're behind in some ways in terms of win loss where we should be and where we'd like to be. But I do think, you know, we're getting better and better, and that we'll be right in the thick of it when it's all said and done. You know, we're not in the business of looking ahead, but, you know, I think as a coach, you take that time sometimes to look at the second half and where we're going, and there's going to be a stretch of games in there where, you know, we should have the ability to make up some games. I mean, we have to be good. We have to go earn it. You know, as tough as the schedule was here, I think there's some opportunities in the back half to work our way back up, and as long as we can play at a high level.
Let's talk a little bit about how you do prepare for a team like this. We have not seen Bemidji since last season when we played there, and don't have that many common opponents this year either, so you and the assistant coaches, Doug Holliva and Rich Mitro, have had to kind of sit down and get some film on them and take a look. And how much study time do you put into getting ready?
Yeah, well, quite a bit. I mean, you definitely watch every second of their last series. That was their Michigan Tech series, tremendous series, you know, and that was up in Houghton, and then they went in there and split, and, you know, they got their first league loss last Saturday. So you watch every second of that, and then you usually go back and pull from a couple other games. With Rich and I running power play groups, you know, where we go back and pull a couple games for some teams that had success on them on the power play versus the Bemidji penalty kill. So we've gone back and pulled that. You know, Doug will do the same thing if he wants to find some 5-on-3 power play looks for his penalty kill unit. So yeah, you know, you do what you need to do to be prepared. You know, they haven't changed a ton from who they are. You know, Tom, like you said, has been there 16 years. It's not very often where you just, you know, totally flip your systems and your structure, who you want to be and your identity. They definitely have some changes within that. But again, we talked at the radio show Tuesday. They're led by upperclassmen. I think, you know, a big piece of their success, you look at Pitzer, the year he's having in net, and then you look at their top six scorers, you know, 3 seniors, 3 juniors. I think there's a sophomore after that, then another junior senior. So they're a very veteran team. You know, they've been around a while now. They're very experienced at the college level, and that's important. And, you know, I had brought up to Tuesday on the radio show that, you know, we're the second least experienced team in the WCHA. And, you know, it doesn't matter. You have to go out and win a hockey game. You know, we are who we are, and that's not going to change right now. But you know, that's important. When you look at the Edmonton Oilers, for years they had high draft picks, but they were young, they couldn't win. Now all of a sudden they're starting to get things together out there when those guys are 3-4 year pro and getting things done. You know, the Buffalo Sabres are down right now, but they've got some high-end guys. 2-3 years from now, you'll like to think they get going and build it there a little bit. You know, Blackhawks were like that. They were starting to accrue young talent, but it took them a while to get winning. And, you know, I think that's part of where we're at. But it's frustrating. You know, we're not patient. We want to be better. We want more wins. And, you know, but we do think we're heading in the right direction. I know the other thing I brought up, Bill, that I think is really, you know, important for us and where we're trying to go. You know, we only have the one senior, but our sophomore class is the highest scoring class in the nation. You know, that's huge, you know, to have that here at Lake State. You're talking, you know, BU and Harvard and Michigan, but we have the highest scoring class in the nation with our sophomores. Our freshman class is the ninth rated freshman scoring class in the nation. So we do think we're stacking up and trending in the right direction. We had the great start in terms of a lot of our offensive stats, and those have come back down to earth as we knew they would a little bit. But we're still one of the highest scoring teams in the country, and we're working towards some of those things. We got to put it all together now and get it going on the same night.
Yeah, there's definitely some high-end skill on this team, and I think that's probably what's frustrating. You get off to a 6-1 start, and you kind of even out, and people get frustrated. In fact, the power play's not scoring, etc. But, you look this past weekend, let's just take Saturday night, for instance. The Lakers score only 2 goals in that game. We kind of, Bowling Green got a couple they probably shouldn't have gotten in there, so it ends up a 5-2 game. Should have been 3-2 at the very worst, but look at the 2 goals the Lakers scored. Gelsinger on a great pass off the wall from Nenadol and a really nice goal going up the middle. And then how about the Gage-Terrell goal? Just pure eye-hand coordination. Bats the puck out of midair, knee-high, in the net, past the goalie. Gets us the second goal, ties that hockey game. There's skill on this team, there's no doubt about that. And these guys work hard, they want to win. I think it's very frustrating to them, too, that they're 500 right now.
Yeah, no question. Our guys, we don't like losing. I mean, nobody does. If you do, you wouldn't be in this business. So it is difficult, and, you work through it and grind through it. I like that. I think we're very much together as a team. I don't think there's any individuals in that locker room who aren't, buying into what we're trying to do and where we're going. And I think they do have belief in themselves. And having said that, it's tough. There's no easy nights, whether you're in conference, out of conference, and whether you're playing, Bemidji or the bottom team in the league. It's a grind. You have to be on every single night, and that's difficult to do. And you need it in all facets of the game. I think we all know our goaltenders are very capable, but we haven't got it consistently enough from that position. And, we're on those guys. Not that, I think a year or two ago, we needed them to steal games. If we were getting, quite honestly, if we were going to win games, we'd probably need a 35-40 save performance, chip in 2 goals, and, try to steal it. And now it's not the case. We hold our opponents to 29 shots this year. Our grade A chances are down, and so we need a little bit more consistently. We've certainly had games where Gordy's been tremendous this year and Nick last year, but they haven't gotten to that consistent level that we're going to need to be consistent winners and give ourselves a chance every night. So again, their job is to look down the ice and match that other guy, whether it's Bitzer or Nell or Bednar or Angus Redmond, whoever it is. That position is so critical, and we need that consistency in that to give us a chance.
Yeah, that's going to be very important this weekend. What's the injury update for us? I think Christopher Zbindulis was the one guy who was hurt badly enough. He's out of the lineup with a lower body injury. What's his status at this point? And we also saw Henke and Sackleman go off in the third period Saturday night. Both of them came back, so I'm assuming they're good to go.
Yeah, we're pretty healthy. Cooper Lukenda again is not able to practice right now, so we're trying to watch our practices because we only have 2 goaltenders, which is not a major deal. These kids coming out of junior hockey, it's typically all 2 goalies, and so it's not a huge adjustment for them. But we do want to watch their shot count and their minutes in the net during practice a little bit, and that's a small adjustment we have to make with our practice plans. Beyond that, as you mentioned, Chris will not be traveling this weekend. He'll be out, but should be back and ready to go after Christmas. So we'll look forward to getting him back. But beyond that, yeah, our guys are healthy. There's that normal bumps and wear and tear this time of year. But again, I like us. I thought our third period, you take away the turnover goal and the sag from there, but I think our health is good, our conditioning level is good. I'm not sure we're quite where we're at last year, and we probably need to do a little bit better job as coaches, managing, having that the lot less bodies this year. We've changed our practice style a little bit, and I think we probably got to ramp it up a little bit in our conditioning level for the second half and the stretch run. But yeah, I think we're in a pretty good spot and ready to play.
All righty, let's hope we're ready to play this weekend. Go to Bemidji. And then off for Christmas, and that'll be a good break for the guys right there. And then you come right back after the Christmas holiday and before New Year's, play in Omaha for a couple of games, and then take about a week off and get ready for Northern Michigan, right back into conference play.
Yeah, no, that'll, the guys will get a good break this year with the way this last series falls, and then into finals week. We'll get them out here a little bit in the finals week, and keep them fresh and get some conditioning caught up and done, and some workouts caught up there as they wrap up their finals, and then they'll get a good break to go home and enjoy the holidays with family and friends back home. I think most of our guys will get home beyond maybe Chris Bendulis, who just you know, internationally, probably too difficult to do in that short window. And then, as you mentioned, a good trip out to Omaha. They've got a brand new facility, so excited to see that and then play them. Another team that plays, you know, a little bit like Bemidji or Tech or Mankato, that has a lot of skill, a lot of pace to their lineup, and that's good for us to continue to play teams like that. And then we're right into a four set with Northern Michigan, you know, home and home, home and home. And, you know, that'll be a really big weekend against a UP rival and, you know, really a springboard into our second half WCHA to see what we can do to fight back into that home playoff contention.
All righty. Well, it's the second half's coming up. We're almost halfway through this season right now. Damon, thanks for doing this morning. Good luck at Bemidji State. And I guess we ought to say Merry Christmas, except I think we will have another show next week. We will have a Laker hockey show on Tuesday, and we'll do this show again next Thursday, so we'll have a chance to take care of the holiday wishes at that time. But thanks.
Yeah, thank you, and I hope everybody can tune in. Or like I said, if you're up on campus or want to catch the games, make sure you reach out to the Laker Legion and get up there. But we appreciate the support this first half. It's going to be hard to be gone for another month or so to that Northern series, but appreciate all the support and looking forward to a good weekend. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Damon. And that's another Laker Hockey Talk. Wrap it up here on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400, brought to you by H&R Block. Join us next week for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk, right here on ESPN 1400, WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.